Hey everybody, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the crazy roller coaster of life. Ever feel like you're just tossed around by your emotions? One minute you're on top of the world, the next you're knee-deep in a pit of despair. Trust me, I get it. We live in a world that bombards us with stimuli, leaving our emotional states feeling like they're on overdrive. But here's the thing, you don't have to be at the mercy of your emotions. This isn't about suppressing them or pretending they don't exist, because, let's be real, that's a recipe for disaster. This is about learning to manage them, to understand their ebb and flow without letting them completely take over the driver's seat. Think of it like this. Emotions are waves. They come crashing in, sometimes gentle, sometimes fierce. The goal isn't to stop the waves, but to learn how to surf them. So, what are the keys to becoming a master surfer of your emotional landscape? Let's dive in. First up, awareness. You gotta know what you're feeling before you can do anything about it. Pay attention to those physical sensations, that tight chest, the racing heart, the butterflies in your stomach. They're telling you something. What thoughts are accompanying those feelings? Journaling can be a game changer here. Just scribbling down how you feel and why can give you incredible clarity. Next, acceptance. Don't judge yourself for your emotions. Feeling angry, sad, scared, even jealous, it's all part of the human experience. Remember, there's no such thing as a good or bad emotion. They just are. Trying to push them down only makes them fester and eventually explode in ways you don't want. Third, distance. This one is tough but crucial. When emotions hit hard, try to create some space between yourself and the feeling. Take a few deep breaths. Step away from the situation if possible. Listen to some calming music, whatever helps you detach for a moment. You're not your emotions, remember? Fourth, perspective. Look at the bigger picture. That frustrating work email, that awkward social encounter, is it really going to matter in 5 years? 10 years? Often, our emotions are amplified by our thoughts and how we interpret things. Try reframing the situation in a more positive or neutral light. And finally, action. Don't just stew in your feelings. What can you do to improve the situation? If you're feeling anxious about an upcoming presentation, practice beforehand. If you're feeling frustrated with a friend, communicate openly and honestly. Taking action empowers you and helps you regain control. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at a networking event surrounded by people you don't know. You feel your heart racing, palms sweating, and that familiar wave of social anxiety crashing down. But instead of letting it paralyze you, you remember our key takeaways. You take a few deep breaths, acknowledge the feeling without judgment. Yeah, I'm feeling a bit nervous right now. You remind yourself that everyone feels awkward sometimes, and that this is just a temporary feeling. You step out for a quick break to clear your head, then re-enter the room with a fresh perspective. You focus on being genuinely curious about others, asking questions and listening attentively. By managing your emotions, you transformed a potentially daunting situation into a positive experience. See? You're not just surfing those waves, you're becoming a master of the ocean. So there you have it. 5 powerful tools to help you manage your emotions without losing yourself in them. Remember, this isn't about being emotionless. It's about finding that sweet spot where you can feel deeply and live authentically even amidst the chaos. This journey is a marathon, not a sprint. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and celebrate every small victory along the way. And hey, if this resonated with you, share it with your friends. Leave a review. Let's spread the word about emotional intelligence. Until next time, keep rocking those waves, my friends. Catch you on the flip side.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.